acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with your first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him who he loves, as a father, the son, in whom he delights. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit is better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew. My son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they will be your life for your soul and your adornment for your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. If you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror or of the ruin of the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come again. Tomorrow I will give it when you have it with you. Do not plan evil against your neighbor who dwells trustingly beside you. Do not contend with a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. Do not envy a man of violence, and do not choose any of his ways. For the devious person is an abomination to the Lord, but the upright are in his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. Towards the scorners he is scornful, but to the humble he gives favor. The wise will inherit honor, but fools get disgrace.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I think my wife is right by saying good evening this morning. I'm trying to catch my wife in the Facebook when we go to Blue Spring about 8 o'clock in the morning. I said, where do you go? We go worship at Blue Spring. I said, tell the brethren good evening. Because it's really 5:12 in the afternoon here and 5:13 in the morning in my country. So, thank you for having me, brethren, and Brother Randy, I'll do my best. I am in the United States, and I know your culture, and I hope I can do better, because I never use English in my country. The first time I practice my English is when I step in the immigration, because they ask me why I'm coming to the United States. So I started speaking English, because they will not understand if I use my language. So that's the only time that I practice my English, brethren. So please bear with me. And I hope that you will understand what I'm saying, because, you know, I've been thinking in my language, then trying to convert in English and looking for the right pronunciation and, of course, the correct grammar. So Again, please excuse my poor English. I would like to share with you my country because this is very important, I believe, because you have been a part of the progress and what's going on in the Philippines. And sometimes when I invite brethren to come to my country, they say, they're a long trip. I said, okay, yeah, so I will just try to bring Philippines here so that you may see my country. Well, my country is composed of three big islands. That is in Luzon. Sorry about that. My daughter made that. Yeah, he made me slow. Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. So if you can see all the green, this... I have a big voice for it.
That you have a little recording. Let me turn it on.
Thank you. Okay, if you can see all those green, that is belong to Luzon. That is a big one island in my country. And the blue one is the Visayas. And all those blue ones are going to one is Visayas. And in Mindanao, my daughter put it as a, what they call it, a pink. So the Philippines is composed of three big islands. But if you can see Manila, this is where I am staying right now with my family. And in Manila, it's very overcrowded. It's about 30 million people in that area. And, of course, most of the agency in my country, Department of Health, Education, Armed Forces, everything is located in Manila. That's why a lot of people are staying there. So the distance between Philippines to USA, in our calculation, is 13,215.51 kilometers. So I try to convert that into miles because you are using miles. So it's about 8,211.74 miles. That's the air distance. And approximately 13 to 14 hours travel from my country to the United States. Direct flight, no stopover. So I enjoy that because then when I arrive in LA, I fly again to St. Louis. Approximately 3 hours. So that's why I'm saying you that my wife say good evening in the morning because we have 12 hours difference in time. So if you can see the Philippines, this is Philippines here, and at the other side is the United States. So we are here and you are on the other side. So halfway. And we are close to China, Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Japan, and Korea. That's close to our country. And the Philippines, although we have three big islands composed of the country, we have 7,107 islands in that three big continental, Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. But sadly, oh, there you go. That's my daughter is really okay. There, no more. Oh, thank you. Well, right now maybe we'll be losing about 800 islands because the China is trying to get some of our land and they're occupying, and we cannot do anything because they are very strong. I was in the military for about 16 years in my life, and we have about 220,000 soldiers. And the China, they have 1.7 million soldiers. And we have about 5 plus 10 that was given by United States aircraft, about 15. And in China, they have 30,000 aircraft. So how could we fight them? So the only thing that we can do, brethren, is pray. And I think God is so good to our country because the United Nations as a whole, they are now trying to interfere to talk to the China. And hopefully China will not continue grabbing our land. So that's what's going on in my country. Well, now, this is very interesting probably to all of you because we have 175 languages in my country. 175. That's why sometimes I keep telling the brethren here that we might be the remnant of the Tower of the Babel. You imagine? 175 languages. And the original language that we have is 13. Aklan. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Aklanon, Bicol, that's the 13 dialect that we had. But because of the innovation, when they go for the certain places, they start doing some dialect to, you know, to protect their family so that other people cannot come in. Just like in your country, there are some innovation. When Brother Louis Garvey, when he came to the Philippines, I don't know, second or third time, I remember when he greeted my uncle Pedro, he said, "Howdy." And my uncle said, "Wrong English. Because we are not using howdy. But if you say, how do you do? And we understand that." So it's just something like that. Sometimes the long we shorten, but it's still the same. And that's what happened to my country until such time we reached 175 languages in different areas. So I mark green. If you can see all this green, the original language, I can speak, I can preach, and can I understand all those green, about 8 dialects that I can do it. Why? Because I learned those dialects when I was in the army. When I was assigned in a certain place, I need to study and learn their dialect because we need to communicate with them and to win their heart to support the government rather than the rebel. Because we have two problem rebel in the Philippines. We have the communists and we have the Muslim rebel. So it's very important that we need to study their dialect. Those blue, I can understand, but I cannot make any preaching. When they talk to me in Aklanon, I will answer them Tagalog. Because the Tagalog, this is our national language. All Filipino can speak Tagalog, whether you are from Mindanao, Visayas, and Luzon. Why? Because we have subject Tagalog in high school. And we learn only English when we go to college. And so, the color pink, I can understand only little because most of these dialects are Muslim. The Maguindanao, Maranao, Tausog, and Yakan. Just little. I cannot understand them. How big is the Philippines? I think it is like New Mexico. New Mexico is about 121 square miles, and we have about 120. So it's almost the same. Close also to Montana, the size of my country. So water, there are 0.61 islands, meaning when there's a high tide, you cannot see the island, but when there's a low tide, you can see them. There's only little now, 0.61. And 170 square kilometer are already inhabitants. People are staying already in that area. So there are only few, 0.61, still underwater. The population in my country is 101,702,000. We're a big country when it comes to population. Well, I'm not talking about density or whatever. Okay. This is very important, probably all of us. Because there is an encouragement that I learned when I'm studying about history in my country. The Spaniard occupied since in 1521 and 1890. Catholicism. That's why we learn about Catholics. When I was young, every 6 o'clock when we walk, when you hear the bell, bang, 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 6 o'clock in the morning, you need to stop and pray the rosary. When we go home at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, if you hear the bell again, stop, and we pray the rosary. So that's how the Spaniards will really control my country, because if this is the old government, building of the country in front of the government office, meaning they control. They are in control. So again, I have a commodore from America named George Dewey. He came to the Philippines. He helped the Philippines to fight the Spanish. And the Spanish went back to Spain. So the American in 1898 to 94, they stay for a while helping the Filipino to do a lot of improvement, education, and livelihood and everything like that, because we were under control of these Spanish people. But again, in 1942, we were occupied by the Spanish Imperial, and that was true. And since that the American and soldiers staying together at the time, because the Japanese are very strong, they captured my country, and both American when I will to vote the leader. This is the Luzon, I mean the now. Now, this is the to share with you. That's why I'm telling you that this is very interesting for me, probably to all of you. Because during that time, you know, they have about almost 1 million soldiers, civilian, women, and children, Filipino killed during World War II. And there are about 36,000, more than 36,000, I forget exact number, but 36,200, something like that, American soldiers who were killed during that war, World War II. And they put them together when they were captured, and you can see the death march. If you want to leave, you march. If you don't want to leave, they shoot you. Just death march. So when we have that problem, again, the American soldiers who are members of the Church of Christ shared the gospel to the Filipino soldier. How the Church of the Lord during World War II. So again, we lose a lot of, you know, Filipino people, but there's a good thing. And when the Americans, the Japanese surrendered, a lot of soldiers, when they come to provinces, they start preaching also different areas. Are number the Christ 20, they have Church of Christ 30, 40, in every village. There's about that building or 6,000. So, but in terms of church, the Church of the Lord is majority in men. For brethren. Okay, this is the Luzon. You can just click, you know. If you know, I can give you, I have there. Just click any of these provinces. If you want to Camarines, then it shows all the Church of Christ in Camarines. If you want to click Pangasinan, all the Church of Christ, you can see there. Everything like that. Even in Bisaya, I just put all these different provinces. Just click Leyte, you can see all the Church of Christ in Leyte. We have a lot of church in Mindanao, although it is controlled by the Muslim, we can find again churches of Christ. Although 90% in some areas are controlled by the Muslim. So that's the beauty of the church that was shown to the Filipino soldier until they preached the gospel from different areas. And then the churches of Christ from different practice, they came to the Philippines, encouraged all the different churches of Christ. That's why we have this. This is the different kinds of church of Christ in my country. We have the so-called conservative. To give you an idea, I don't know if you have the same here. When they say conservative, men can be quiet. You cannot ask questions, just keep quiet. You cannot eat in the building. They're very conservative. I will show you some picture later on because they invited me to go there. Liberals. Most of these liberals, they call themselves institutional. Institutional. They have all these colleges. And we have 6 Bible colleges now in my country. Run by the brethren from Tennessee, Florida, and Texas. So 6 Bible colleges, big Bible colleges. And we have the One Cup. You have this also, probably. And sometimes, one American came to me, and he said, "Well, Roger, yes, I know you're a good preacher, but if you will not use One Cup, you cannot make to heaven." I said, "Huh." So they disturb us in the Philippines. But I told them that, no, we were saved by the blood of God. No? We were saved by the power and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. And I said, "Well," I told him that when we were saved by the blood and he had the cup, and we will not save anymore because of this cup. So I told him, we have about 5 songbook now. We have green, we have red, we have blue, we have yellow, white, I think. Because it came from different churches of Christ here in the United States. And I don't know why they keep on sending all this English. And we cannot understand English. I don't know. And all the Bible. But I give you a progress later on. But anyway, the cup, I told him, "Okay, come on, read this." So you know the song, "Power in the Blood"? I said, "Remove the blood, put that." So when you sing that, there's a power in the cup, in the cup. I said, no. Could you imagine? He will not accept that. There's no power in the cup. I don't mind if you invite me, I go and preach the sit in front during the time. So we have this veiling, you know the veiling? They put the cloth. Women are putting cloth when they worship. Yeah, that's, they call them Church of Christ veiling. You need to put something in your head. They read it in the First Corinthians, but they don't understand why what kind of veiling is that. But anyway, I still consider them as my brother because they invited me to go and preach with them. Instrumental, you have here also probably, and One Covenant. One Covenant, just like they believe that the Old Testament and the New Testament is the continuation. That the church, the Church of Christ, when he said, "I will build my church," before, he just fall down, it's just putting up like that. That's what they believe. But my Bible said, "I will make a covenant." So it really doesn't work on that because the problem their brethren, they go. Of course, in the Old Testament, there are multiple wives. So it's a continuation. So I said, no. So this is a problem there. And we have the MDR. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. And again, I don't know why they are bringing this problem because we don't have divorce in my country. If you have 2 wives, you will be in trouble there. Put in jail. If you want to go to jail, you will be converted to Muslim. Because that's how the to be a Muslim so that they can have 2 or 3 or 4. When your wife sue you to the court and you say, "I'm now Muslim," and the court said, "Dismiss," because it is acceptable in my country about this. That's what they're getting strong in the Philippines. I put the mutual edification there. It's not a part of denomination because in my Bible, Tagalog or Ilocano or whatsoever Bible that we have, we cannot read mutual edification. We can read in our Bible teaching one another, encouraging one another, helping one another. But mutual edification, you can only read that in English. But I think it's still the same. Now it's still the same idea on what you believe. That's what I mean. So I just put there the mutual edification because just let you know that you have family in the Philippines that the same practice that you are doing here in the United States. But mutual edification is not another denomination. denomination. We are Church of Christ, period. We just practice mutual edification. Okay, that's it. Just click that one. Just let me know and I can give you all this address. Go to the number 2. Okay, this is my home congregation, brethren. I just want to show you where I came from. There you go. This is my home congregation that I came from. I was raised in this congregation, and we have 3 elders before Jay Graham and Mike Kirby visit our country in 1994. My dad just follow the Bible when he see the importance of leadership. So he trained some of these men. And our elders is Emeterio, Segundo Andes, another brother at the back, who's very shy. There are 3 elders. And my dad, this is my dad, he was wheelchair before he go home. So we have 2 also deacons at the time. Now, we have 3 elders, but the one elder was not attending anymore in the church because he's trying to become the head elders. Because that brother, he graduated in the Bible college. So he's trying to control these 2 elders. And my dad said, well, we cannot find in the Bible about head elders. If you have this ability, encourage these 2 elders and you work together. But it seems that he liked to be, you know, to be head among these 2 elders. So my dad said, if you don't change, you better step down. And I think he understand. So he never come to the church anymore. So anyway, we have 2 elders and we have 2 deacon. And when Jay is coming in 1994, brethren, when Jay is coming in 1994 with Mike Kirby, we received 28 letters from different church of Christ. They said, do not accept these brethren, this mutual. They are erring brethren. They are divisive. They are wrong practice, and so on. My elders, Segundo, said, oh, yeah. We don't need to accept them. It's like virus. We don't need virus in the church. But here, our one of elders, he never finished high school. He keep quiet, you know, very shy. He said, well, why not try to listen and study if they are really wrong or what? And my dad said, well, that's a good idea. So we discussed. And we finally said, okay, we will bring them. But one of the elders said, we will bring them in the church. So we meet them in the airport in Manila, about 6 hours travel from my home congregation. So I was really impressed with Brother Jay Graham and Mike Kirby because they don't know us, they don't know anybody in the Philippines, and they're just coming there, just they know them. I think Tom Dennis is the one who gave to Jay the name of my dad, and Delbert Deister from California. Philippines time when he attended marriage in the country, and I think they have opportunity to meet my dad. So we meet them at the airport. No, it's Jay Graham and Mike Kirby. And well, I just make the sign, welcome Brother Jay Graham and Mike, and I'm shouting because I saw 2 Americans on the other side. They're just looking at us. And I said, Jay Graham! I said, oh, hi. And yeah, he's wearing the green hat with the big glass and with suspender. And here, brother Mike is with long sleeve. Oh, they're very decent. They have a different, you know. But anyway, they come to us and they're very, walk slowly because I cannot imagine. Kidnap is rampant. They kidnap people for ransom. They ask money. So anyway, when they said, well, welcome. I said, who is Hilario? I said, oh, this is my dad. So I talk to my dad and say, to my elders. We said, okay, let's go to the hotel. So we arrived in the hotel. My elder said, let's start Bible study. And I think Jay removed the jungle pack. Said, okay. So he used this in this one, and my elders, my dad is there. And I'm also watching because from English to our dialect. And I can imagine, brethren, my elders, they don't know what is jet lag. And no consideration. Just arrived in the hotel, Bible study. And, well, I was impressed with Jay and Mike. Enthusiastic and very strong. I said, okay, let's just... So that's what I'm telling you, that now Jay is doing a lot of births. I said, oh, this is mutual edification. And one of my elders, no edification. That's what in my Bible it said, helping one another, teaching one another. And I explained them, that's the same. And they said, the same, okay. So, well, finally, we decided to bring them home because my dad said, I cannot see any difference on what they believe and what we believe. So Jay and Mike read in English, and we read in our dialect, and it's still the same. So we bring them at home, and a lot of churches of Christ, because my dad have a good influence on the other churches, they call my dad, say, oh, we want to hear them. So that's the time we go then. Brother Lewis came, Brother Tom Woody, Brother Rick Spark. Oh, I'm getting hard to Brother Rick Sparks, especially when I'm translating him. Oh. The brethren said, oh, Brother Wanasen, your friend is singing. I said, Brother, slow down. And Mike, oh. But when Brother Rick get excited again, a lot of stops. Dad, where's your dad? Oh. And then I said, Brad, slowly, and I said, where do we stop? He got already stopped because Rick Spark. And I'm trying to catch him up. So anyway, then I think Dan Hub came over there, and Brother Doug Twaddell. But Brother Doug Twaddell got sick. He got home, and Brother Chick Smith, Burn Smith. He came what? One time, and then we have Bible study. Dan Green came there. Richard Garby, Joshua Regin, Christy Morton. Is that Morton? There you go. Yeah, they came to the room for our BBS. Ah, very strong in running. Well, anyway, that's how we started this fellowship, and then it grows a lot. So the only problem that Dad never explained to my elders is about send out, because my dad is from Wesleyan. We are Wesleyan before we were converted. So the understanding of my dad about sending is just like, you go there, you know, because they have head. But I think Louis or Tom, they said, no, sending is just like, we are behind you. Somebody is looking at your back. And my dad said, wow, that's good. So myself and my brother Senyo, I was sent out by these elders in my home. So Brother Charles Ross came, I think you're 7 trips now, right? So they came there and they helped us. And thank you to all of you for sending all these brethren. And I'm happy that they are not trying to control us, not like what this preachers group that you need. When you stand there, you need to wear necktie. Because that's the practice. They even use the word, you are the ambassador of Christ. So if you are the ambassador, you mustn't be necktie. We are Filipino. We don't... Well, this is our national cloth. This is, we call it Tagalog, Barong Tagalog. When you have this, they know that I am Filipino. Okay, but the problem is these brethren, churches who believe in Christ, they are trying to Americanize the Filipino. It doesn't good. And I'm happy that this evangelist came there. They're not trying to do teach or push what we want to do to believe in Christ. Just they came to cement to believe. And that's really good, because when I speak things and Brother Charles or other evangelists speak also, they can see that the same belief and what we believe in the Philippines. And that's how it grows. But again, these churches of Christ, they start writing all this preaching in the Philippines to us. But the good thing, when they made those letters, all the Christ, they sent us letter. Why? You receive already? This wrong practice? They are writing us. I said, no. Oh, come. So go. In fact, this preacher, they help us on propagating what is in the Bible. So, oh. That's what happened, brethren. So, I was sent. I went to Manila. This is my congregation now that I am working. There, this is my congregation in Manila. We call it Bagong Silang Church of Christ. And that's my wife. The stripe. Oh, thank you. There you go. That's my wife on the stripe. Yeah. She's always looking at me. Brother Randy, my wife loved me so much. And I love my wife. Sometimes she doesn't like me, but she continues with me. Why? Because that's what the Bible says. That's why I keep the kids. Why you love your parents? Most of the time, no, they love us. They care for us. That's good, but we need to remember we love our parents because that's what the Lord said. Okay, something like, we worship God not because we want to go to heaven. We worship God because we love God. Not only just going to heaven. Okay, we don't have idols here because we are not a cult. That's not really the reason. That's not what. We don't have instrument here. Go back on the Bible. Let's go back on the Bible. Everything is in the Bible. If we will do that, brethren, I think no more fighting. This is what the Bible says. So, I hope that I can encourage some brethren here to become good leaders also someday. And I hope that they will desire to become servant of the Lord. So, this is in Cabanatuan. That's my younger brother, Arsenio. That's the one who was sent with me. He's a young man. He never go to college. He just stay at home and study with my dad and to my elders, and they call him hard boiled because he's really good. He's always teaching me. And this is in Cabanatuan. That's my another brother. And there are men that they need to be taught to be participating. So my dad, we have nine boys and three girls in the family. And my mom said, oh, we need to get more girls. So they adopted two. So we have now 9 boys and 5 girls. So we are 14. Yeah, so, but the good thing that we praise God because all of us are Christians, member of the church, Lord. And 5 of us now are preaching the gospel. So that's really good because my dad really encouraged us to study the Bible. Monday to Friday, we go to school. Saturday morning, Bible study. Saturday afternoon, you can play basketball or whatever games you want. Sunday, we worship. So, Saturday or morning, you need to be there. If you will not attend Bible study, no dinner. So, I just attend Bible study because I don't want to get hungry. Yeah, I just sit down there and I put sunglasses and sleep there because I'm not interested. I just obey because he's my dad. And that's what my dad Dad, if you really love me, obey me. You are in the house. You have your own family, and that's another story. So why are you here? Obey me, love me. So we obey God. We obey Dad, although we don't like to study the Bible. But, and you know, 4 months later, for me, I start to ask questions. Because my dad believed faith comes from here. And that we need to do to our children. Just don't give up. Let's keep teaching our children. Teaching them. They're falling away. That's fine. No problem. Why? It is in the Bible. Right? Remember prodigal son. So just don't give up, brethren. If they're falling away, remember the father's waiting there. Don't give up. Don't give up, brethren. We love our children. We love them. So just don't give up. Just keep praying, praying and praying. And remember, God will give the increase. God, not us. We are just tools. Only God can do that. Okay, so that's what they are teaching now, all the children. You can see a lot of kids. This is in Kalinga. They don't have electricity. They worship in, that is the school. That is the, what they call, when they have program, they use that shade. And these brethren, they are using the building because they don't have any place to worship. So the preacher there, the brother Hubbard at the center, is a graduate from Bible college also. And he's telling us when I visited, because they invite me, they said, "Oh, Roger, we are okay. I've been here for about 30 years and we are okay. We don't need elders." Okay, fine, no problem. Because I don't want to interfere. But when I'm showing them the scripture about appointing elders, and this, the last brother here, have been 40 years in the church, said, "Well," he said, "what does it mean of this, appointing elders in every city?" And the preacher said, "Well, you ask Brother Wanasin." So, okay, so we study. So I'm helping them now. Hopefully, some of them say, "Yeah, this is what the Bible say." So that's what's going on. And these brethren are what they call this, liberal. They call themselves liberal. Because the preachers, they just believe that one-man rule. I am in charge. Okay, this is the church where my brother Arsenio was sent out in Makabibi. And one more, brother. They have no elders. 6 years that my brother Arsenio is working in that. So they have no elders and deacon. It's just easy for me and my brother to share about eldership, mutual edification, because we were raised to a church with elders. So it's just easy for us to show them, yeah, this is the function of the elders. This is what we need. In the Philippines, we have a lot. I told you, we have 1,600 churches. And they can send you weekly baptism if you want. Why? Because in the Philippines, the soil is still soft in my country. A lot of baptism there because probably because we are poor and people are drawing close near to God. And we have a lot of baptism, but they miss a point. Because they forgot the goal. And the goal is setting order. Because, yeah, okay, you can bring a lot, but who will take care of them? That's the goal. Who will take care of them? Somebody happened to be a preacher. No more. So we need to set the goal. The goal, the lacking. That's what he said in Titus. That they appoint elders in every city. So that's what I'm doing to different churches. Go to the goal. Go to the goal. Don't believe to the Americans. Don't believe in me. Just go. And most of the brethren now look to the Bible. Because now Bible. Or we have Bible English. Because these brethren, they keep sending us Bible. A lot of Bibles. English. Songs, I told you, 5 colors already. We don't understand them. Well, we like to sing those songs because the rhyme is really good. And our dialect, sometimes your word is here and our word is like that. It doesn't fit to the note. But again, It's good, the melody, but the message is the most important. So, the brethren, when the preachers said, oh, excuse me, what verse? What verse? So that's the progress. And thank you for helping us on Bibles and some book. Okay? So we have now elders there in Makabibi. And Arsenio is working to remember the church that you went. My brother was working to a congregation, Church of Christ. He says, it's scriptural Church of Christ, but they have... And he's now working there and trying to explain to them that we need instrument. We cannot sing without instrument. We need instrument, but we need to use the instrument that God given to us. Because if you're just singing, without it, you're not really singing. You don't have the instrument. So when we sing, we must be joyful. That the vocal, that's the instrument, and the heart. Okay, so do not just sing without this instrument. Okay, no more. That is in Maligaya. In Tokyo, I travel about 12 to 13 hours. I think Brother Charles visited also this congregation. Okay, Mungo, I appointed also 3 elders. Go back, Manang. They're the 3 elders, but they have problem right now. These preachers at the back taking picture, it's honorable, is a good friend of mine. I've been working with them for 6 years until I said, okay, I think these people are really qualified and they desire to become a servant. And we appoint them, 3. Lately, this brother is telling the elders that I am the one who baptized you, I am the one who raised you up, the one who started the congregation. I will still in charge. And the elders were really this. And they wrote me a letter, Brother Wanasin, please come. Isn't it that the Bible is saying that the overseer are the elders? Why this brother is coming in and saying that he will be in charge? I received a letter, so I need to go and visit them when I come back this coming September. So please pray for them. Maybe it's just a matter of study again. Study. Misunderstanding. Okay, that is in... Kumabao congregation. There are only few, but I love to go. Even there are 5 or 6, as long that they are interested in mutual edification leadership to the goal, I go. Even though they have a big congregation number, but if they are not interested, I just make them second or third priority. So, very important that we can encourage, even though there are few, as long they want to go to the goal. This is only Luzon. This is another congregation in Sierra Madre. That is their building. We get out from the building because it cannot accommodate the numbers because there are a lot of visitors from different denominations. So that's what I'm saying. The soil in my country is still soft. A lot of people really drawing close to God. And this is Salugun Church. I mean, that's in Palawan. Did you visit this area? Yeah, I think so. There are 12 congregations there, but I just working here because they signify the interest on leadership. So that's what I'm doing, brethren. I'm just go to the church who are interested on the goal. Okay, so Palawan, and then we have this next one. They call this Mindoro. About 8 churches also in Mindoro, but there are 2 congregations who wants to study about leadership. And you can see there are a lot of men, good people. Only the preachers, I don't know why they always concentrating that the preacher is in charge. And they don't need leaders or deacons in the church. They believe that the preacher is, because that's what they are taught in the Bible college. The preacher is in charge. So that is in Barumbong. They worship also this second part is their place, and they worship down. And that's Brother Senyo. And you see, this is a couple. Go. This Brother Cesar, he's working 2 congregations in Philippines. One in the morning, this one, and the other one. One more. That one. This is the 2 congregations. One morning, he worked there very hard. And second is in their place. This is the wife, and that is Brother Cesar. He was killed by by being patient. And you know, take care. Because he taught that the church, the preacher is the one really caring them, and that's if they are not looking for the goal. So that's a good example. That's why the brethren, yes, we want to participate now. So we are helping now these men to participate. We help them that singing, the Bible study, everything, and hopefully they grow and become good leaders also someday. Okay, that's Dindambang. I will not. Well, the story here is just these people are all related to one another. This is the home congregation that we work by Brother Tony Carabacan. He's my senior in the military. He is a retired colonel in the Special Forces. And when he was baptized, all the relatives want to be baptized because they change. They can see the change. Before, when he got a birthday, you know, they got drunk and, you know, the Armalite and the gun are singing happy birthday. But when he became a Christian, birthday party is Bible study. So the relatives, he changed. So we want to be baptized. So I told them, no. I learned from my dad. Faith comes from hearing. So we study first with them. Until such time, the father, the mother, the uncle, the auntie, all of these people were baptized. And they become one congregation in the Mang Church. So again, we need to do that. We must use our influence. You know, if they can see, we must be the letter that what they want that to be seen by other people. Okay, that's Madela. Regina Chris Arceda is working here. And he do a lot of good job in Isabela also. And this is in Visayas. Jun Tobias is wearing the green shirt. And I'm staying in the back. I am the bodyguard. He's doing a good job. I just making help if he needs some exaltation. And this is the Kawayan Church, the house church, Visayas. And if I have some extra money, I always buy extra Bible from their dialects because they want to read the Bible on their own dialect. Then here also in San Vicente and in... And that is in Agusan Church, and this is in Natubgan. You can see sometimes we have only women, because the men are working as a farmers at daytime, so that's why we have Bible study in the evening for the men and for the women at daytime. So most of them. And this is Ormoc. Remember the Yolanda, the strong typhoon that hit our country and about 10,000 people killed. And you can see, brethren, when I visited them there and they requested me sleepers for the, because the children, they don't have sleepers because they lost everything. And I brought the sleeper that said, oh, thank you, Brother Roger, thank you. And of course, you are a part of that because the money is coming from you. I helped them. And I see to it that I bring also Bibles for the brethren to continue reading and studying the Bible. So thank you for helping the congregation that really needs in my country. Okay, this is Ormoc. This is now the conservative. We have picture. They said, women must be the other side. Men is in the other side. So men is here, women is there. So women keep quiet. This is now in Mindanao. Now this is very interesting because in Mindanao it's really very hard because Muslim is controlling. But in this area, 70% is under control by the Muslim. And we have brother, assistant principal of the school. They use also the classroom for their meeting and midweek meeting on Wednesday. And the head principal said, okay, you can use the classroom as long as you pray for the school. So they're praying for the school also. But this brother, I like him because he said, yes, brother, we need leadership. So I go and help them. Hopefully, some of these brethren grow and become elders in the church. This is in Nyukuyapo. I don't know if you heard the name, Brother Sami Pakon. He's working here. And he's always calling me because he's interested on mutual edification and leadership. And we have, when you say some, that is very important. Some is 90% controlled by the Muslim. So don't go to Mindanao if you can see the word Sambuanga, because it's really controlled by the Muslim. And last year, they held me, they questioned me, and they thought that I'm a spy. And I said, no, I'm not a spy. I was already out in the military. So they look for my bag, and they find my Bibles. And they said, oh, your Bibles? Yes, sir. I said, are you coming here to discredit Muhammad? Because Muhammad is their prophet. And I said, no. I'm coming here to preach Jesus Christ. And they believe on Jesus Christ. They believe in Jesus Christ. I say, okay. So Jesus Christ is a small prophet, and Muhammad is a big prophet to them. So I said, no, I don't believe in Muhammad. I'm here to teach you about Christ. Well, before that happened, there is an Australian missionary, Baptist missionary. They come because they asked the same question also about Muhammad. And they said, oh, Muhammad is not in the Bible. Okay, so they cut the head of that. And sometimes we are not supposed to. I'm very careful on that, brethren. We are not supposed to discredit any different religion. We just preach about the Lord. That's it. We don't need to touch on what Muhammad or what John Wesley is thinking. We just preach Christ. Preach Christ. Christ. That's all. Because could you imagine Christ and or Christ and no, just Christ. That's it. So at that time, of course, I'm scary for me. I'm not scared to die, but I don't want to die yet. because I have still grandchildren and I love my wife. I want to stay for a while for my wife. And of course, works. Whatever happened, and that is the price. It's just a matter of going home. Okay, so this is in Sambuanga. And there's a big question. Is it okay for a Christian to buy guns to protect their family? That's the question. Because the Muslim, they rape their women. They rob their house. That's very, very dangerous in Mindanao. But again, I tell you, we have brethren who love the Lord. Ipil, you see, Ipil, some is still controlled, 90% of Muslim there. Okay, one more. Tantangan. Church, this is now the church that they have elders, but they don't know the function of the elders. They invited me, Brother Jer, come, we have elders. And I'm happy because they have elders. So I went there and I asked them, who appoint you? I said, oh, the church. I said, did you go to the qualification? Oh, no. Nobody can pass the qualification. So who appoint you? Where did you get? I said, the church. How do they raise their hand. They said, we like you to be the elders. So we are elders. I said, okay. So I asked them, do you know your function, being an elder? I said, oh, we have preacher. He's in charge. Could you imagine? They are elders, but they don't know their function. But they want to become elders. And I explained to them that, about the qualification. Qualification in brethren is not really a qualification. In my understanding, all this qualification already, not getting ball pen and getting yourself, okay, maybe I can do this. I can do this. No. If you want to become elders, practice the qualification. If you are doing now the qualification, then it's just easy for evangelists. So you are not doing the qualification rather than getting yourself qualified or not. So that's what I'm telling them. And he said, oh, we like that, Brother Roger. We want to practice. Are you coming to reappoint us? Reappoint? I said, no, I will not be coming to you because you're not appointed. You're not appointed because they are asking me to reappoint. I told them that they are not really appointed because it is not from the Bible that they were appointed. So, okay, they said, come. We will study with you. Come. So I'm doing my best. Hopefully that I encourage them. Okay, so this is in Maranding, small church. I'm working also there. And this is in Luya. And the other one is in President Quirino. Oh, that's another thing. Do you know who is sitting there? Do you know who is sitting there? Who is my friend in Facebook? Oh, do you see who is sitting there? You need to go back. Yeah. He's a good friend of mine. You know, after the picture, he stand up and said, "Oh, brother, I will take the picture." So I just put that because I miss that brother. I miss that brother. He's a good brother, and I hope I can see him again. I can see him again. Okay, so I just send this all these pictures that he has because I want to encourage him that we love him, especially when he's not feeling well at that time. So we will see him again. Okay, that's in President Quirino, and this is Pangasinan Church. This is really good because they helped me to minimize my expenses. They come together because when they heard about this leadership, they heard about this mutual edification, in Pangasinan, in Lagit, all 19 preachers from different areas came together and they invited me to speak to them about leadership. So I took advantage. Could you imagine I'll go 19 churches again? And my time, of course, my financial is not good also if I will go, all these things. But when they invite me, I go and try to share with them. And we have a good brother here wearing blue. This one, the blue there. He was graduated in Pepperdine, he's a good, very good, very vocal. And when I'm teaching about leadership, he said, "Brother Wanasen, can I ask a question?" He said, "Yes." What Bible college did you come from? We were what Bible college. But when I was in my home congregation, my dad kept telling us that we were graduate at UG. So I remember that when he asked me that question. I said, "Well, Brad, we are graduated from UG." I said, "What's UG?" "University of God." And he looked at me and just, okay, he just sit down. He understands what I mean. He's very smart. The church is the university of God. This is the university of the Lord. We must learn here. Children learn here. Okay, so I'm doing all this best. We have also in Metro Manila. Could you imagine? They are young. All of them are graduate in Bible college. And they are inviting me to study about leadership. And in Bulacan. Okay. In Zamboanga, I'm doing that also. Only men who are interested about leadership. And also in Panay Islands. Okay, that's my family. That's my wife. The black one is behind my wife is my son, Bong. And the second is May. Mayflower is the one made this presentation. And the husband is Dale. He PM me this morning. He said, "Dad, I give the lesson about Tree of Life." I said, "Good. He's doing good." And that my youngest, Hilario Ace, in green one, and the wife is Poi, and they have three children. And the last year is the daughter of May. And this is my daughter, Samantha. And the blue, the boyfriend. And I don't like that. I don't like that. Because I don't want to tip her about loving, but he's a... I don't want that because of my brother Louis Garvey. He gave that young man. So again, this is my family, brethren. I go again. 6:12. Thank you very much. So thank you for helping us there. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for all the care. I know you love us in the Philippines and. We appreciate from the beginning, you know, the Americans are helping us from Spaniard and to Japanese, and the Church of the Lord was born through the American brethren also, and you continue up till now. So, to all of you, thank you, and we will see each other again in heaven, brethren. This is the good of the church. This is the design of the church, that the family can stay here for a while, but we can stay eternity in heaven. Need to think about that. there's a home in heaven. The Lord is not our home. Like what we read in Proverbs chapter 3, that God will take care of us. So whatever rules or laws that's coming out in your country, like what we have now, about same-sex marriage, we don't care. We care for what God says. That's what the Lord said. So if anyone of you here, brethren, who wants to go with your mom, to go with your dad, to go with your family in heaven, think about the Lord. Obey Him. And I can guarantee you, in Hebrews chapter 6, He said, there will be a great assembly or great reunion, if you may, in heaven. We can see each other over there. And I'll be happy to come back here if there's a opportunity. But no, you each other in heaven. So if anyone here, brethren, who wants to go with your family, your loved ones, to see those who go ahead, just come forward while we sing this song.
198 in the red one. 198.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood.